Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. These families will get together at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis on August 9th. One farm being recognized is Triple D Dairy. This Waupaca County farm's history dates back to 1872. David Vergitz tells us more about the history of the farm.
The Vergitz family acquired it from my great-grandpa's brother-in-law. So that was in my great-grandpa's brother-in-law started in 1872, so it'd be 150 years ago. I'm assuming that's when they, settled the land. And then in 1906 or three, my great-grandpa bought it from his brother.
What buildings were on it? What was that original farmstead like? How big was it?
The original farmstead was 94 acres. And I'd imagine there was the house and a barn at the time, and probably a granary when they acquired it.
So what was the farm? Then you mentioned a granary. Was it more of a crops operation, dairy? Did they have a mixture of things?
I'd imagine back then it was a mixture of things, but it was mostly dairy. It's been dairy ever since.
What were those first years like? What stories have been passed down from generations that you remember about what they've had to go through?
I imagine it's just like everybody else's stories. They were tough times in the in the 30s, stuff like that, as far as the economy and the drought, things like that. They went through the same things everybody else went through.
What improvements or changes have been made since then to where the farm is today?
There's been a lot of changes. And November 10th of 2000, we had a barn fire that we were milking 80 cows at the time. And we didn't lose any animals, but it took the entire barn down and another commodity shed a few feet away from that. Right after the fire, we had decided to expand the operation. My parents had asked me what I wanted to do, and I still wanted to milk cows. So we built a parlor and freestall barn for approximately 300 cows. And a few years later, we built a heifer barn for 150 animals. And then in 2016, we built a second barn for dry cows and a few more milk cows, so that took us to our current size of 500. And now this last winter and last fall, we built a calf barn for 100 calves on milk. We get all the calves into one barn so there nobody's feeding in huts or anything like that. So I guess that's where we are today.
How was the farm passed on from generation to generation?
It usually was... there was one son that, my grandpa was the only boy, so he took the farm over. And my dad had a brother, but the brother was in the refrigeration business, Clinical Refrigeration, so he didn't want to have anything to do with the farm, so my dad farmed. And I was the only boy. My sisters, one works for Myron, and the other one's a kindergarten teacher, and they didn't have any desire to farm, so I decided to farm. And now my son is 22, and he took the farm operations short course for Fox Valley Tech, and he seems to be interested in taking over the farm eventually also.
Can you share some of your favorite memories of growing up on the farm?
I guess it's just waking up in the morning and being able to walk outside and go to the barn and see if there was any new calves or things like that, or being able to drive tractor, and anything outside was fun for me. I also enjoyed that.
What makes your farm unique?
Oh, I don't know. I think maybe because we still use harvester silos to a certain degree for high moisture corn and some for haylage. As for the size, for how many cows we are, we're still utilizing some of the, I guess you would say, the older technology for farming.
So you mentioned today the farm is still a dairy. Why did you decide to continue to be a dairy? And can you share more about what the farm is today?
Well, we have 500 cows. They're Holsteins, Red Holsteins, and a few Brown Swiss. along with the young stock. And we farm 1,150 acres of cropland that is rented and owned. And as far as the dairy goes, it's all spent in dairy, and we, every generation has seemed to enjoy cows, and my son seems to enjoy cows also, so I'd imagine it's going to keep going that way.
And then is there anything else that you would like to add about the history of the farm, where it is today, or memories you might have?
We have hosted brunch on the farm 3 times in the last 30 years, so I guess that's kind of a unique thing for someone to do.
David Virgitz shares the story of his family farm in Waupaca County. The Century Farm program originated as part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th through the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.